Playing the offensive line in football takes toughness. It takes being the key to the success of an offense, but also being an unsung hero. And it takes a hard-nosed attitude to always get the job done. Wrap up all those qualities, and you have former Viking center Mick Tinglehoff.
You know, he never quit. I think that's one of the things that that we always say about him. We called him Quick Mick. He would do whatever was necessary to advance the ball. And I think Fran Tarkenton summed it up best when he said that he's one of the greatest centers ever to play football. And I totally agree with that.
Tinglehoff was a gritty center who was the anchor of the Vikings' offensive line for two decades, from 1962 to 1978. He powered the Vikings' feared offense for years with his hard-nosed attitude and durability, playing an incredible 240 straight games and never missing a game in his 17 seasons.
You know, I had a good career and a pretty lucky career that, you know, I wasn't drafted, but I come out of Nebraska and played at the with some good guys there in Nebraska, and then signed as a free agent and made the team right away and moved up here and played up here for 17 years, and things just went well for us, and I was lucky I never got hurt.
In his era, he was the best center playing football at that time, and all they'd have to do is quote Vince Lombardi, and Lombardi would say the same thing. He was someone that you could always depend upon. Not only was he a great center, he was a great snapper. And he probably made more tackles snapping the ball and going down on the punting team than anybody on the special team.
Not only was the Nebraska native one of the most dependable offensive linemen the game has ever seen, but he was also a dominating presence in the middle of the line for the Vikings. Six Pro Bowls, five times being named All-Pro First Team, and four Super Bowl appearances. But his name has yet to be called to Canton.
There are people in the Hall of Fame centers that Mick is better than they are by a mile. I mean, really, in any way you want to measure it. Productivity, leadership, durability, game play. I mean, the whole thing qualifies Mick as one of the greatest centers that ever played. Unfortunately, did not get the recognition. He played in an era when he didn't get the exposure that some of the other people had.
Mick was a guy that was durable, didn't make mistakes, done his job. And for a number of years, year in, year out, I mean, that's what it takes to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, there's other guys in the Hall of Fame, other centers, that didn't have near the careers that Mick had. A Hall of Fame guy to me isn't a guy that has one or two or three flashy years. It's a guy that's there for 8, 10, 12 years, pounding year after year after year, doing the job. That's the Hall of Famer to me.
Here's a guy who, a long time ago, he should have been in the Hall of Fame. He had the credentials. You look at the times that he was all pro, times that he played in the Pro Bowl. You look at what an asset he was to the Minnesota Viking football team. He was one of the best blockers as a center, I think, in football. You talk to some of the defensive people that played against him, and they all speak of him very highly. You look at a guy like that, he should have been there. I mean, like 15, 20 years ago.
In the game of football, offensive linemen can many times be the forgotten names. But those who lined up next to number 53 know there is no one more deserving of having his bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.